AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel made a move today intended to study the ceasefire agreed to with the U.S. and Iran. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu authorizing direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants. Saka Magani reports talks this weekend are facing additional hurdles.
Among other disagreements, there's Tehran's continued chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian negotiators are due to arrive tonight in Pakistan for talks. Tehran's parliament speaker said yesterday there are points of big disagreement over the ceasefire deal.
That must mean that there's a lot of points of agreement because there's a 15-point plan floating around. There's a 10-point plan floating around. If he's frustrated about three issues, that actually means that there's a lot of agreement.
Vice President Vance will lead the U.S. delegation in Islamabad. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Financial markets moved more modestly today following yesterday's surge on optimism about a ceasefire. Oil prices crept higher, U.S. crude settling just below $98 per barrel. On Wall Street, stocks finished with gains, the S&P and the Dow each adding about 0.6%, the Nasdaq 0.8%. AAA puts the national average for gasoline at $4.16 per gallon. And Jennifer King reports,
the Justice Department is investigating the NFL over potential anti-competitive practices. That's according to a source speaking anonymously with the Associated Press. Investigators are reportedly looking into issues around affordability for fans and creating an even playing field for providers. As more live sports shift from broadcast to cable and streaming, there's been federal scrutiny over how much football fans have to pay in order to be able to watch the games. The NFL says its distribution model is fan and broadcaster friendly and that over 87% of its games are available on broadcast television. The league averages nearly $11 billion per season in revenue from media deals. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Members of Congress are calling for investigations after a group of anonymous traders on the prediction market platform Polymarket made strategic and well-timed bets on geopolitical events. Ken Sweet has details.
An analysis by the Associated Press found a group of traders created accounts hours before President Trump announced a ceasefire between Iran and the United States. These accounts did not exist before. They made only one bet and they won. One account made $200,000. Another account that was created 12 minutes before President Trump's announcement on Truth Social made around $43,000. This is the third time this has happened just this year. Earlier in January, Polymarket users bet on Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela being thrown out of office. In February, Polymarket users placed substantial bets that Iranian leader Ayatollah Khamenei would be removed from office.
The AP's Ken Sweet. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.